welcome back. And now in studio with us, as she is every Wednesday, from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook is in studio. Good morning, Candy. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Southeast Kansas.
Yes. I'm still trying to wake up right now. So it was a late night. Lots of election results last night, but it was a lot of fun, though. We had a good time last night bringing those to everybody. So today is August 5th. So did we have a virtual CNN or did we have an actual CNN today?
We did virtual.
We had
somebody that was going to host and they weren't able to do it. And with just the hesitation of group size, we were like, well, let's put it off for one more month. So I tell you what, though, unless the governor shuts everything down, I'm going for it next month. I cannot wait to meet with everybody again. I'm just missing out on that so much. So, but we did have a big group of people share some information, and so I have a good list here today to share with everybody. So, okay, well, number one, Kathy Shepherd from Coffeyville Meals on Wheels. They are desperately needing volunteers to help deliver meals to the homebound seniors. And I feel like this is, like, even more important than it ever has been. I mean, we already had homebound seniors before, but we have even more that just can't really get out for multiple reasons. The meals are dropped off outside the person's home, so it's contactless delivery. They've got four different local in-town routes that go from Monday through Thursday, and it's around 10 to 11, 10 to 12. You don't have to volunteer every day, but any time that you can give is appreciated. They're looking for maybe a church group, an organization that wants to take this on. Maybe they do, you know, 1 week a month that they work on it or something. But anybody that can volunteer, they're, like I said, desperately needing volunteers. You can contact Roz Scarborough at 251-7313. Call me at the chamber later today and we can give you that number if you need it. So, Brezzy Cotterell from Good News. They are taking recipe submissions for the Good News annual cookbook recipe contest. And they do that every year, and I've got several good, yummy recipes from there, so I'm excited. You can find out more on their Facebook page on the contest rules and submissions. If you're also interested in either sponsoring a prize or would like to advertise, you can reach out to them as well. Sonia Larimore from Windsor Place Assisted Living. If you didn't know, it is National Assisted Living Week, and they're doing an art contest, and they want the community members to submit artwork showing how people care for each other. The contributions will be used to decorate their facilities, and they have staff and residents that are going to be judging in different categories. So they have got multiple categories for you. Today is the 26th. Yes. So today is the last day that they are accepting these artworks. So make sure to give them a call and get that submitted today. Equity Bank. David Wright announced that the Coffeyville branch of Equity Bank has a new manager. Let's please welcome Justin Rexwinkle. He's got deep roots in the area and is excited to get involved and support Coffeyville. So, the library announced its summer reading winners. So check out the library Facebook page for the results. They are also starting to receive book orders. So check out some of their unboxing videos on Facebook. They are open, so you can stop by anytime. Please wear a mask. And then they can still hand things over by curbside. So you just have to call to schedule or when you pull up at the back of the library. So, Coffeyville Community College is once again open to the public. So all the offices will be open so you can pick up student IDs or enrollment. Still some safety precautions that they have involved, but really everything is ready to go. So we're excited about that. And then, of course, USD 445 has started online registration. So I love this, and I hope they can continue this in future years because it just makes it so much easier to click, do everything online instead of standing in all the lines and stuff. So I
just
love it.
Click, 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 done.
Yes, I love it. I just, yes, all the time. I wish they could do that. So the Walk the Veil starts next week. You've probably been seeing information out about that, but it's going to be a great program where you can take a day, go walking, while you're also kind of cleaning up Coffeyville. So it's going to be kind of a two-for-one. For details, you can check out the Coffeyville Community Alliance for Inclusion Facebook page. So a few other announcements from the Chamber and the city. So our webinar, we had a webinar that was scheduled yesterday, and we had to move it back for a week. So it'll be next Tuesday at 3 o'clock. And it's how do you take your business online? And we partnered with the Small Business Development Center, and they're going to give us some tips and some know-how on how you take some of your products and put them online and just helping our businesses, because not everybody can, again, get into the store and shop. So we want to make sure we help and equip all of our businesses with the tools they need to help our community. So we used to do a community calendar every month, and we e-blast that out. As you know, things have been pretty quiet on the event storefront. Right. So we haven't been doing that. We did it, I think, 1 month. We had a few things, but really it's been kind of slow. However, we still are posting things to our community calendar on our website. So if you do want to find out about events coming up or activities, jump on our website anytime, or make sure that you're on the email list for our community newsletter, because I share all kinds of events on there and everything that's going on. So one of those events is the Farmers Market. So it recently moved to the downtown area this year. It's in that parking lot, kind of behind Lanning's in that area. Wow, it's taken off. I mean, we knew it was going to take a little bit for everybody to kind of get used to the new location. And plus, some of the crops were slow in coming out, like tomatoes, for example. A lot of people didn't have tomatoes at first. But, if you haven't been down there, I really encourage everybody to go check it out. They meet Tuesdays from 4 to 7, and then they meet Saturday mornings. I want to say it's 7 to 10, I think. But yes, huge amount of produce and all kinds of goodies. So if you haven't checked it out, try that out. Census is still going on. They are starting door-to-door. So if you do have someone come and knock on your door, make sure they've got the right credentials, but they are coming around to try to get everybody that didn't submit their census and get that all complete. So congratulations to all the winners of last night's primaries. And I want to say congratulations to even everybody that didn't make it, that were not the winners, because it takes a lot of time and encouragement and just a lot of work. And a lot of people want to gripe, you know, about so many things happening in this world. These people stepped up and said, you know what, I am going to do my part to make the change. And so my hat is off to every single one of those candidates that ran. But especially to all the winners for last night. And then just my final thought that I always like to share. So, you know, we live in this kind of world of, what do I call it? Instant gratification. Mm-hmm. I do it too sometimes. I want things fast and easy.
But it's like, why is my internet going so slow?
I know, what is going on? So we just go from like one snapshot to the next. And we have all this information right now at our fingertips, which is great, but it's kind of makes, you get to the point where you have information overload.
Right.
And I never thought I would say that you could have too much information, but you really can. It's easy when you have all that information to lose clarity and to know what's real and kind of lose track of the big picture. So I just want to take everybody to encourage you to take a moment, step away from all the information. Remember the bigger picture that's out there. We're kind of a phrase that our parents used to say is, save your appetite for the dinner rather than filling up on all the small stuff with no nutritional value. So, you know, let all the little stuff go. Look at the big picture, and it'll help you with all the stress that's going on anyway. That it'll help you. So trust me. So anyway, that is all I have today. So
all right. Well, if anybody wants to get a hold of you, and also maybe come down for a icy or a slushy, how can they get a hold of you?
So stop in. We always love to see everybody. I mean, come by the chamber. We are downtown, right by the fountain. You can call, of course, 251-2550, and you can email us. Our email addresses are on the website or on Facebook, but we'd love to hear from you. And if you have questions, because I know I went through everything kind of pretty fast, but if you want to know more or need to have the phone numbers or contact information on any of this stuff, just give me a call and we'll be happy to get that information out to you.
All right. Well, Candy, we always appreciate you coming in every week, talk about what's going on around town, and definitely appreciate that. And it's always good to see you. And I will Yeah, I may have to come out there for that slushy. Is the machine still working?
It's still working. Okay. I do little mini cups every day. Just a little taste.
I'm going to walk in and go, okay, where can I get my slushy? And I'm holding it right now. I'm holding a 44-ounce.
You know, we have had people do that, you know? So.
I'm not going to get that greedy. So now if I walk in with a real 132-ounce, all right, here we go.
Yeah,
you'll be like, no, you're going to break the machine. All right, well, Candy, thanks a lot for coming in today.
All right, thank you.
We do appreciate it. All right, let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll restart open line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.